بنذكر انه باسم الفقر والمسكنة ليس له، اما من باب اخر بنذكر له بس رجع بتاخر. هذا اللي نذكر.
طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين.
طالع الصوت.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. طيب نكمل الكلام من حيث كنا وصلنا في أمور المعاملات. Let us keep talking about the matters of dealings. في الحصة الماضية كنا تكلمنا عن الإجارة والقراض. In the past session, we talked about both selling, hiring and renting, and about al-qirad. هذه الحصة نتكلم عن الرهن إن شاء الله. In this session, we will talk, inshallah, about putting up a collateral. من أراد الدخول في معاملة الرهن لا بد أن يتعلم ما يتعلق بها من أحكام. The one who wants to put up a collateral, he needs to learn certain rules pertaining to that. معنى الرهن جعل عين مالية. عين يعني ليس منفعة مثل الجسم. جعل عين مالية لها قيمة مالية، وثيقة بدين، مربوطة بدين، يستوفى منها هذا الدين عند العجز عن الوفاء، إذا عجز الشخص عن الوفاء به. هذا معنى الرهن. The meaning religiously putting up a collateral means to make an entity that has a monetary value tied to a debt in a way that if one is unable to pay the debt, then the debt would be paid from selling this entity. So when we are talking about entity, we are not talking about benefits. Entity, like a physical thing. إذن لابد في العين المرهونة في المرهون أن يكون عينا، فلا يصح أن يكون دينا مثلا. So it is a condition that what you put up as a collateral, it has to be a physical entity, not a debt, for example. It is not valid to put a debt up as a collateral. ولا بد أن يكون الرهن مقابل دين ليس مقابل شيء آخر. Also, the collateral has to be put up against a debt, not against something else. مثلا استعرت شيئا من شخص، لا يصح أن أرهن عنده شيئا بهذه الاستعارة، لأن هذا ليس دينا. المستعار عين ليس دينا. For example, if I borrow let's say a chair, a car from someone to use it and then give it back to him. In this case, it is not valid to put up a collateral against that, because this is not a debt. This is a physical entity that I'm taking to use and then giving it back. So the collateral has to be put up against a debt, and it has to be a physical entity that has a monetary value. فإذا لم يكن لشخص على آخر دين لا يصح أن يرهن الآخر عنده شيئا. يعني بعبارة أخرى، لا يصح عقد الرهن قبل الدين. يقول أريد أن أستدين منك كذا من المال، يقول له نعم ارهن عندي بيتك، يقول رهنت بيتي عندك وبعد هو ما أقرضه، الآن لا يصح ذلك، لأن الرهن لابد أن يكون مقابل دين، هنا الدين بعد ما حصل. So if someone does not owe another person a debt, he cannot put something as a collateral. He cannot put up a collateral with that person, because he does not owe him any debt. In other words, if I want to borrow money, if someone wants to lend me a certain amount of money, it is not valid to put up the collateral before borrowing the money. So if he comes to me and he tells me, I will lend you this amount of money, let's say $100. Do you accept to put your bicycle as a collateral against that? I say yes, I would. And then he says, okay, do it. And then if I say, I now put up my bicycle as a collateral against the debt that you are going to give me, this is invalid, because there is no debt. Now, he didn't give me anything yet. I do not owe him any debt yet. And the collateral has to be put against a debt, and there is no debt yet between us. So first, he lends me the money, and then I put the collateral. بعدنا على الأول بعد ما خلصنا. Go ahead. بعدين ما بياخذ مني المصيبة، بلا في طريقة بتنعمل، ايه بتضحك عليه، لكن في طريقة بتنعمل بحيث إذا ما رهنت ما بيديني، بيرجع بياخذ المصريات يفسخ الدين. ايه بس ماني ملزم. صحيح. ويشترط أن يكون الراهن العاقد من الطرفين بالغا عاقلا. In both sides, the one who does the contract has to be pubescent and sane. ويشترط في المرهون أن يكون عينا يصح بيعها، وإلا إيش الفائدة من رهنها؟ The thing, the entity which is put up as a collateral has to be something which is permissible to sell, because if it cannot be sold, then what's the purpose of putting it as a collateral? معنى الرهن أنه إذا عجز عن الوفاء الحاكم يبيع، القاضي يبيع هذا الرهن ليوفي ذاك، وإذا كان لا يصح بيعه إيش المعنى لك من رهنه؟ The meaning of putting up a collateral is if I cannot pay back the debts that I owe someone, then the ruler, the judge, can sell the thing which is put up as a collateral to pay him back. So if this entity that is put up as a collateral cannot be sold, then what's the purpose of that? That's why it has to be something that is permitted to be sold. يعني for example I cannot say I put my hand as a collateral, for example. He cannot sell it. فإذا رهنت، إذا رهن الشخص شيئا يجوز له، لا ينقطع انتفاعه بهذا المرهون إلا من حيث البيع والهبة، لا يجوز له أن يبيعه ولا يجوز له أن يهبه. طالما هو حي لا يبيعه ولا يهبه إلا بعد وفاء الدين. If someone puts up a collateral, he can benefit from it. He's not prevented. He's not blocked from benefiting from it, except that he cannot sell it and he cannot give it to someone else as a gift to someone else. Other than that, he can still benefit from it. معنى هذا، لو رهنت بيتي يجوز لي أن أسكنه وهو مرهون، وأن أستقبل فيه الناس، وأن أستفيد منه إلا بالبيع والهبة، لا أبيعه ولا أهبه حتى أوفي الدين. Which means if I put my house up as a collateral, for example, against a debt, I can still live in it, receive people in it, benefit from it, but I cannot sell it or give it as a gift except after I pay back the debt that I owe. أما بعد الوفاء بالدين كله كامله عند ذلك ينفك الرهن، لا ينفك إلا بعد الوفاء بكامل الدين. And I cannot sell it or give it as a gift except after paying the whole debt. If there is still a part of the debt which I did not pay, then the collateral is still valid. يعني I cannot sell it, I cannot give it as a gift until I pay back the whole debt. Then by doing that, خلاص, I can sell it, give it as a gift and the like. He can. Yeah, he can. He can rent it. ولا يشترط أن يكون المرهون أن تكون قيمة المرهون مثل قيمة الدين. قد تكون أقل وقد تكون أكثر. It is not a condition that the value of the entity which is put up as a collateral equal to the value of the debt. This is not a condition. It might be equal, it might be less, it might be more. It's not a condition that the values would be equal. لكن إذا كانت قيمته أكبر وعجز الشخص عن الوفاء بالدين باعه الحاكم بسعر مثله ثم وفى صاحب الدين دينه وما زاد رده إلى صاحب المرهون. But if the value of the entity is more than the value of the debt and the person is not able to pay the debt back, then the ruler, the judge, sells that entity, gives the person his debt back, and the rest he gives it to the owner, to the original owner of the house. من هنا يعلم أن ما يفعله مما ذكرناه يعلم أن ما يفعله بعض الناس من أنهم إذا باعوا إذا رهن عندهم شيء يشرطون يعني لا يمنعون صاحبه من الاستفادة منه حتى يفي بالدين أن هذا باطل. From here it's known, from what we said, it's known that what some people do, if someone puts a collateral, puts up a collateral with them, they prevent its owner from benefiting from it until the debt is paid back. This is invalid. They do not have the right to. They do not have the right to deny him benefiting from what he owns. He cannot sell it, yes. He cannot give it as a gift, yes. But he can benefit from it. وَأَمٌ آخَرٌ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ يُقْرِضُ إِنسَانًا مَالًا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لَهُ مَاذَا تَضَعُ عِنْدِي بِالْمُقَابِلِ تَرْهَنَ. يقول له مثلا ساعتي. يعطيه ساعته على أنه إن لم يرد له المال ذاك يأخذ الساعة. هذا أيضا ليس هو الرهن الشرعي. ليس الرهن الشرعي. Likewise, it is not valid to do what some people do. If they need money, they borrow money from someone and the lender tells them, what do you put up as a collateral? Let's say the borrower tells him, I put my watch as a collateral. He tells him, okay, I'll take it, I'll keep it with me. If you do not pay me back the money on time, I'll take the watch. This is not what the collateral is, what the collateral is in the religion. What it is, if the collateral means if he is not able to pay back the debt, then the ruler sells the collateral for the price of the market, and then he pays the person his debt back, and the rest would be given, if there is any rest, would be given to the owner of that thing. That's how, to the borrower. That's how the collateral is religiously. كذلك ما يفعله بعض الناس يقول أقرضك هذا المال ترده لي بعد سنة أو أقرضك هذا المال وترهن عندي بيتك أنتفع به أنا إلى أن ترد لي المال أسكنه مجانا إلى أن ترد لي المال هذا أيضا باطل. Likewise, it is invalid what some people do. They tell the one who needs money, I give you this amount of money as a loan, and I use your house. I will use your house for free. I will stay at your house for free until you give me my money back. This is invalid. وهذا معدود من أنواع الربا. And this last case is considered a case of riba, like the usurious gains. Why? Because he is lending money, seeking what? An extra benefit. Not just to take it back with an extra benefit. So he makes this as a condition in the contract. So this is considered riba, haram. ثم عليه أن يدفع أجرة المثل للمدة التي مكثها في البيت. عليه إثم بما فعله من الكبائر، وعليه أن يدفع أيضا لصاحب البيت أجرة المثل. The one who does that commits an enormous sin, and on top of that, he needs to pay the owner of the house the usual rent for the period that he stayed, for which he stayed at his house. For example, he stays at his house for 2 months, he pays him an equal amount, the rent of 2 months. How much people pay to rent this house for 2 months? He pays him that amount, an equal amount. The market value. كذلك لو شرط أن يستعمل سيارته مجانا. نفس الحكم. Likewise, if he makes it a condition to use his car for free, the same judgment applies. أما لو أقرضك إنسان مالا فأنت بطيب نفس منك تريد أن تكافئه لأنه وقت الحاجة أعانك، قلت له هذا البيت عندي فارغ أسكنه مجانا إلى أن أرد لك الدين من غير أن يشرط هو ذلك، هذا يجوز، هذا شيء حسن. Now on the other hand, if someone lends you money and because he did this with you, you want to reward him in return. So you tell him, I have this house, you can stay in it for free until I pay you back. Not as a condition that was made in the contract. No, because you want to reward him. This is permissible. This is a good thing. أو مثلا يقرضك عشرة فترد له العشرة وتكافئه باثنين زيادة بطيب نفس منك. يجوز. Or for example, he gives you let's say $100 as a loan. You give him back 120, 110. Out of your own will, not as it wasn't made as a condition in the contract. No, just to reward him. This is permissible. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مرة مرة استدان من رجل بكرا إبل لها سن معينة جمل له سن معينة ثم عندما أراد أن يرد له ما وجد قيل له لا يوجد إلا ما هو أكبر سنا أي وأعلى قيمة فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أعطه رد له أعطه هذا لو كان أعلى قيمة أعطه فإن خيار الناس أحسنهم قضاء أو هكذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. One time a person the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام take as a loan a camel from someone, a camel at a certain age. Later, when he wanted to give him back, to pay him back, among his camels, he didn't find a camel of the same age. Rather, he found a camel with a higher, older age. That is, that has more value. And he paid him that camel that has more value back. This is valid. This is a good thing. Even he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, خيار الناس أحسنهم قضاء. Which means the best among the people are those who the people who are the best among the people when they borrow and they give back the money they do it in a way which is better than others which means it is better It is a good thing to pay back in a good way. So if you pay him more than what he gave you, that would be good, a good thing to do. نعم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made a contract with a person. And in that contract, a camel, a young camel became due on the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to give it, to pay it to the other person. Okay, he made a contract with a person and out of this contract it became due on the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to pay a young camel to this other person. Okay, do you follow me up till now? When the due time came, the Prophet did not have a camel at the age of that camel due on him. Okay? So he gave the man a camel which is better than that one. It has an older age, so it has a higher price, a higher value. Okay? So it is permissible if a certain amount is due on you out of rewarding the person to give him more than what he deserves. واضح إلى هنا. Is it clear up till now? هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. This hadith is narrated by Muslim. طيب ومن جملة المعاملات الوكالة. Another type of dealing of transactions is الوكالة. الوكالة معناها أن تفوض إلى شخص آخر تصرفا ليفعله على وجه خاص في خلال حياته. هذا معنى الوكالة. تفوض إلى شخص آخر تصرفا معينا يفعله في خلال حياته. الوكالة means to authorize someone else to do something on your behalf in a specific way during his life, his lifetime. Of course, he's not going to do it after he dies. طيب ليش قلنا في حياته إذن؟ Then why did we say during his life? إيه شو يعني حاج؟ مفهوم. ما مات ما حيقدر يعمله. It means his herbs, his inheritors wouldn't be authorized if he dies. It doesn't transfer this authorization. Does not transfer to his inheritors after he dies. That's why they say during his life, his lifetime. As for other issues, some kinds of dealings, if one dies, the inheritors, they continue benefiting, they continue fulfilling the dealing, like in renting, for example. If you rent a house for a year and you die before the end of the year, the inheritors continue to benefit from, they deserve to benefit from that house for the rest of the year. For example. فمن أراد الدخول في الوكالة ينبغي أن يعرف أحكامها قبل ما يحتاج من أحكامها قبل أن يدخل فيها. So the one who wants to be involved in such a transaction needs to know the related judgments before he goes into it. ومما يشترط فيها أن يصح مباشرة الموكل لما يوكل غيره فيه. Among those conditions is for the one who makes the authorization to be entitled to do the act that he authorizes the other person to do. مثلا واحد عنده بيت لكن ليس له أن يبيعه لأن البيت مرهون لا يصح أن يوكل غيره في بيعه. For example, someone owns a house but he is not entitled to sell it because this house is put up as a collateral. Then he is not entitled to authorize someone else to sell it because he in the first place is not entitled to sell it. ومن شروطها أن يكون الموكل به الشيء الذي يوكل بفعله معلوما ولو من بعض الوجوه لكن لا بد أن يكون معلوما. مثلا يقول له وكلتك ببيع أموالي هذا يصح معلوم ولو من بعض الوجوه لكنه معلوم. لو كان ما عرف ماذا يملك ما هي كل أمواله لكن تصح الوكالة هنا. أما إذا قال له وكلتك في كل أموري لا يصح. Another condition when someone authorizes another person to do something on his behalf, this thing, this act the subject of the authorization has to be known even from some aspects, if not from all aspects. So for example, if someone tells another, I now authorize you to sell all my belongings. This is valid because this is an authorization which is known even from some aspects. Even if the authorized one does not know all the belongings of the other person. But on another hand, if he tells him, I now authorize you with all my affairs. Anything that I has to do with it, I authorize you to do it. This is not a valid authorization. This is not a valid authorization. ولا بد من لفظ يشعر برضا الموكل كأن يقول له وكلتك بكذا وكلتك أن تزوج بنتي وكلتك أن تبيع بيتي وكلتك أن تخطب لي المرأة الفلانية. لا بد من لفظ يشعر برضاه. Also, the one who makes the authorization needs to utter, to say something that makes it that tells that he agrees, that he is he accepts that this other person does this matter on his behalf. Like to say to him, I now authorize you to marry my daughter to so and so, or I now authorize you to sell my house, or now I now authorize you to buy with this money such and such things for me, or the like, or what is similar. It does not have to be the same words. I now authorize you. كما لو قال له مثلا خذ هذا المال واشتري لي به كذا. Like if he says, take this money and buy this and this for me. This is a valid authorization also. وكل منهما له فسخ الوكالة متى يشاء. Both sides can breach the contract whenever they want. وتنفسخ بالموت. If any of them dies, then it is breached. وكذلك بالجنون. Likewise, if any of them becomes crazy, even for a short time, it is breached by that. نعم. By either. I meant by either. It can breach by either of them. By either of them. Whenever he wants. إذا وكل واحد آخر أن يبيع له هذا الشيء بكذا مثلا فهذا واضح يبيعه بأيش بالسعر الذي عينه له. Now if someone tells another person, take this, sell it on my behalf for $20, for example. This is clear. He sells it for how much? $20. أما إن لم يعين له فهنا لا بد أن يراعي الوكيل مصلحة الموكل. لا بد أن يراعي الوكيل مصلحة الموكل. فلا يبيع بسعر وهناك من يرغب فيما هو أعلى منه. Now if he does not specify for him in this case, in this example, if he does not specify for him the price, then the authorized person needs to take in consideration the benefit of the owner, of the authorizing one. Which means he does not sell the item, for example, for 10, while there are people who want to buy it for more than that. So he takes in consideration the benefit of the person who authorized him, who entrusted him. وأيضا في هذه الحال إن لم يسمح له بالبيع بالأجل لا يبيع بالأجل. Likewise, if he did not tell him you can sell it for payments that would be paid later, he is not entitled to do that. ولا يبيع بغير نقد البلد أيضا. Likewise, he does not sell with other than the currency of the country. He does not sell with a foreign currency if he does not give him the permission to do that. If he does not tell him anything, if he tells him, take this and sell it for me, please, he needs to take these things in consideration. He sells it for the best price. He does not sell it for payments that would be paid later, and for with the currency of the country, not with a foreign currency. وَلَا يَصِحُّ أَنْ يَبِيعَ نَفْسَهُ, and it is not valid to sell himself. It is not valid. He cannot sell it to himself. And he cannot sell himself. But in this case, he cannot sell it to himself. It's not valid to sell it to himself. Some people do that. If someone authorizes them to sell something, they sell it to themselves. This is not valid. He wants to buy it, okay. He goes to the owner, he tells him, I want to buy it, sell it to me. He does not sell it to himself. كذلك من المعاملات التي لا بد من معرفة أحكامها قبل الدخول فيها الوديعة. Likewise, among the dealings that one needs to learn the judgments before being involved in them is al-wadi'ah. That is to put something with you as a trust, to trust you with something, with an entity. That is to keep it with you. فالوديعة هي ما يعطيه إنسان لآخر ليحفظه له. So الوديعة means to give something to someone else to keep it safe for you. يشترط في صحتها أن تكون الوديعة محترمة. For this dealing to be valid, the thing that is entrusted, what you are given to keep it safe, I'm just searching for the convenient word for the term muhtarama in English. You might say this thing has to be observed religiously. Does it make any sense for you? Kind of. Which means, there are things that are not considered. They do not have. Not just they do not have value in the religion, and if someone, okay, let me give an example. An idol is something which is not considered muhtaram in the religion. I don't know how to explain that. Respected. Well, reputable, Hajj, you need to explain to me what that, I don't know what that means, Hajj. يعني I'll explain it. It's okay. It's okay. So, if something does not have, it has to be considered beneficial religiously. Let's say it. If it is not considered beneficial religiously, then the dealing of wadi'ah would not be valid. كما لو أن شخصا أودع آخر صنما هذه الوديعه لا تصح. Like if someone puts an idol for someone to keep it safe, this is not a valid dealing in this case of wadi'ah. مثلا آلة لهو محرمة لا يصح إيداعها. A prohibited instrument of let's say a musical instrument, it is not valid to make a deal of safekeeping it. وهكذا. هلا هناك هنا ينبغي الإشارة إلى أنه لا يصح إيداع الكافر مصحفا. Here let me draw your attention to something, that it is not permissible to put al-mushaf, the book of al-Quran, with a non-Muslim to safekeep it. لأنه لا يؤمن أن يهينه. لأنه لا يعتقد فيه, لا يعظمه, فلا يؤمن أن يهينه. Because he does not look highly to this book. So he might treat the book of al-Quran in an unrespectful way, not how the Quran should be treated. This is why it is prohibited to put al-Quran, the book of al-Quran, with a non-Muslim to safekeep it. ولا بد فيها من لفظ. مثلا يقول له احفظ لي هذا استودعتك هذا او ما شابه. And there has to be a statement said, like keep this for me, I now put this for you, this with you to keep it for me, or the like. ولا يشترط ان يقول الاخر قبلت. It is not a condition that the other for the other person to say, I accept. If he takes it, that's it. Just like in al-wikala, like in authorization. If you tell someone, I now authorize you to do this, he does not need to say, I now accept, for it to become valid. Just by you saying it, it becomes valid. He can do it. فإن علم الشخص من نفسه أنه لا يستطيع حفظ الأمانة فلا يقبلها. If someone knows about himself that he is not capable to safekeep it as he should do that religiously, then one does not accept to keep it. If I come to you and I tell you, I have this amount of money, I want to put it with you, keep it safe for me. If you know of yourself that you are not, you don't take care of it as you should, then you tell me, I don't want. I do not accept. لأنه إذا عرف من نفسه أنه لا يقوم بحفظ الأمانة فيها حرام عليه أن يقبلها. Because if he knows about himself that he is going to fall short in keeping it as it should be kept, he is going to fall short in keeping it as it, he is ordered to do in the religion, that he, then he is sinful by accepting. لماذا؟ لأن الإنسان إذا ائتمنك على شيء لابد أن تحفظه في حفظ مثله. Why? Because if someone gives you something to safe keep it for him, you need to keep it in the place where usually such thing is kept. Whether it is a drawer with a lock, whether it is a whether it is a safe, whether it depends on the item, it depends on the place, it depends on the place. Yani, what is considered in some areas, let's say, for example, in some areas in Africa, as a safe place to keep such thing is not considered here in the USA a safe place to keep it. So one should take in consideration the place, the region, and the value of the thing. If he does not do that, if I give you $1,000 and I tell you, keep it for me with you, and you don't take care of it as I described, even if you give it back to me later, as they are, they were not touched, they were not stolen. If you didn't do that, let's say, if you left it on the seat of your car, for example, you are sinning by that, even if they were not stolen, etc. So one needs to observe the rules of the religion in this issue. If he thinks he can do that, إذا ظن من نفسه أنه يفعل أنه يحافظ على الأمانة فيها فمستحب له أن يقبل وإلا فلا يقبل. إن عرف من نفسه أنه لا يستطيع فلا يقبل. If he thinks that he can preserve it as he should, then it is rewardable for him to accept that, because he's helping another person, he's helping his brother then. If he knows that he cannot do it, then let him not accept it. نكتفي بهذا. Let us stop here for now. If you have questions. Where are those other authentic religious books?
تفضل يا علي. Sheikh Sumir, in this case of the wakala and the person, he tells him, I authorize you to sell this watch for $20.
Yeah.
Now this one, the one who was authorized, he can sell it for $40.
Yeah, well, he can do that. He accepts.
Okay.
For
all right.
More, he accepts.
All right.
But he doesn't do it for less.
Okay. The other question about this safe.
Except if he tells him, go sell it to so and so with $20 and not with
more.
One penny more, not more. This is something else.
This issue of safekeeping, uh-huh. The one who is safekeeping, can he request a fee?
A fee?
Is the one who is safekeeping the material, can he say, I will hold on to this, I will preserve it for the charge of such and
such? Yeah, but then he becomes hired by that person.
Okay, and another, what about like dogs? Sometimes people have these dogs, they're leaving town and they put them in like a kennel. In a place where they keep the dogs and they will watch the dogs while the person is gone.
Okay.
Even if they did it for free. Is this so? Because it's not, what do you say, muhtarama?
Well, wait. Dogs, religiously talking, there are two types of dogs. One type is includes the dog which is raised to
hunting or something.
To hunt or to for sheep and the like, or for protection. Those three, it is permissible to raise to have a dog for that. If such a dog, someone tells you, the one who has it, tells you to take care of it, then yes, this is a valid contract. But not the other types. لا إذا حفظها على وجهها ما بيكون قصر لا يغرم. If the person keeps the trust as it should be kept, and despite that it was stolen, then he does not have to pay anything to its owner, because he did not fall short in keeping it.
في وقت العرض أمانة والوكالة لها شهودين بيني وبينه ولا ما يحتاج؟
لا يشترط.
ما اشترط؟
لا. لو كان هناك شاهدان جيد، لكن إن لم يكن شهود لا يشترط.
Shaykh, if somebody, like a neighbor, has a pet dog, and they say, can you bring food and feed it in my house when I'm gone, and you do it so the thing won't starve to death, is it allowed? But it's not a hunting dog or something like that. They just keep it as a
just pet. Feeding it? It is permissible, of course. حاجب يا تفضل حاجب.
شيخ سمير الوكيل لا يوكل ما هيك
إلا
تفصيل
إلا إذا أذن له
بأن يوكل آخر
بأن يوكل هذه القاعدة العامة.
طيب الصك اللي بنكتبه تشيك ليس بمثابة توكيل للشخص أن يذهب إلى البنك لأخذ جزء من ماله. نذكر التعريف السؤال فيها أنه لو كان هيك الأمر
هو لما قال له بلا روح جيب هالمصريات من البنك وكله معناه.
طيب كيف يتملك المال؟ هو يحتاج إلى صيغة؟ عرفت لما نعمل تشيك لشخص
لا معناه خذه لك، هذا معناه
بتم.
هذا هو يعني أنت اجلبه وخذه، هذا معناه.
بالنسبة لحرز المثل شيخي بيجينا أسئلة كتير نتلبك فيها، يعني في قاعدة معينة؟ هلا بيجينا شخص بيسألنا مثلا انه يا اخي حطيتها بالدرج وقفلته، بس الدرج هيدا كله بينشال مثل ما هو وبيتاخد، او حطيته داخل غرفة وقفلت الباب، او هيدي اوراق خاصة بالجمعية حطيتها بخزانة اذا واحد عمل لها هيك بتنكسر وهي مقفولة، او واجهتها ازاز
مثل يعني عادة الناس عادة هي. مثل هذه الاوراق أين تحفظ؟ ينظر إلى عادة الناس.
ليس إلى موضوع الحفظ يعني كحفظ إنه هذه لا تسرق أو ما بسهولة أو
هو ينظر ما ليش قلت أنا ينظر إلى البلد لأنه أحيانا في بلد معين هذا يكون حفظا في بلد آخر لا يكون ينظر هل عادة البلد أنه إذا كان بمثل هيك شيء تسرق ولا لا كمان ينظر إلى هذا على حسب الحال
بارك الله فيك
وفيك الحاكم الحاكم هو الذي يبيعه The collateral is sold by the ruler, by the judge. This is how it is done.
Is it permissible to safekeep religious books other than Mus'haf with a non-Muslim?
You are talking about the you are not talking about the original Injil or Torah.
No.
You are talking about
Islamic.
What now?
Yes.
You are talking about Kutub the Islamic Sharia. Religious
نعم.
books
نعم.
to be
safe kept. In
safe kept with other نعم. than
Muslim.
I need to be more sure. When had I yidamna? I'll give you back the answer, inshallah. Brother Abdul Samad, I'll tell you, I'll give you back the answer.
In qasr aw istahtar, hal alayhi an yu'awad alayhi?
إيه لكن يغرم
يغرم
if he falls short and it is stolen or destroyed or the like he pays him back if it is destroyed he pays him with details يعني about that
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
What was your question?
Oh.
Are you allowed to put the same object as a collateral on two separate debts?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, for example, you owe this guy $100 and you owe this guy $700, and you tell them both that I put my house as collateral on that debt.
Okay, you tell them both together.
No, individually.
What does that mean?
Like, you go up to one guy and you say,
you
hey.
You go to the first one, and what do you tell him?
You say, you go up to the first guy and you say, can I borrow $100 with my house as collateral? And then 10 days later, you go up to the other guy without
so
the
gives
first
you
guy
the,
knowing.
He gives you the $100.
Right.
And so, you put your house as a collateral.
Right. So you're still in debt to the first person. Okay. And you go to the next person and say, can I borrow $500?
No, you cannot do that.
Okay.
Khalas. What was the other question? You cannot do that.
That's it.
تفضلي أم وليد. تفضلي أم وليد. وين أحمد أو عالية وين؟ تفضلي.
شيخ إذا الواحد حط سيارته رهن. بيقدر يقول له الدائن ما فيك على شرط ما فيك تستعملها السيارة بيرهن سيارته بقول له بس عندي شرط ما بدك تستعملها طول ما هي مرهونة
مين بيقول لمين
اللي عم بدينه مصاري حتى ما تنتزع السيارة
ليس له ليس له
ليس له
لا
لابد أن يكون محترما. في كفرية واحدة غير مليان بالكفر. لابد أن يكون تكون محترما. ما حفظت أكثر.
Say, I no longer want to hire you, but they pay them the rest of the year's salary.
Even if he tells him after 6 months, I do not want to hire you for the rest of the year, this does not change the fact that he is hired by him.
Even if he gives him the salary for the rest of the year?
Well, he has to give him the salary. It doesn't change the fact. Abu Zahid.
هل يعتبر إرسال شيء بالبريد وديعة أم لا؟
قالوا يصح إرساله المصحف. أنت تسأل لأجل المصحف. قالوا يصح إرساله بالبريد.
بارك الله تعالى فيك.
أحيانا بعض الأشياء للضرورة تباح.
Go ahead. So while the person is renting the house, he's doing something haram while in the house. He didn't rent it for that purpose.
Okay, someone rent a house, right. And after renting the house, he did. He is sin in the house.
Right.
What's the question?
I mean, as far as the contract is concerned, can you use this as a reason to breach it?
No.
Okay. What about hiring as well?
Again, no. Jafar, yes, go ahead.
If you give me $100 to keep, a $100 bill to keep safe, and when you want it back, I give you two $50 bills. Is this
valid?
Can you
valid? Repeat, please?
If you give me a $100 bill to keep safe,
okay.
And when you want it back, I give you two $50 bills. Is this the same?
No. When I give you something to keep it safe, you do not use it. You do not touch it. I mean, you do not use it. You do not change it. You have to keep it as is. Even you do not give me, you do not change it for another one, just as is. Okay. This is what it means. Yes. In the past, I told you this story before, or maybe some of you heard it. There was a judge called Iyas ibn Muawiyah. He was very knowledgeable and very clever, exceptionally clever, very famous about that. So one day a person came to him. He told him, I put a bag full with golden currency, and I sealed it. I put it with someone to safe keep it. I went to another area, then I came back. I went to him and I told him, I want my bag. He said, yes, there it is. He gave it back to me. The seal was as I put it, the same seal. It wasn't touched. When I opened it, it was full with silver currency instead of golden currency. That is, the value is much lower. They came together with the bag. So he told the other person, what do you say? He said, This is the bag that he gave me, and the seal, it is as he put it. It was as he put it. I didn't do anything about that. So Iyas took the bag and he emptied it. And he started searching among the coins, checking each one, until he got to a coin that was printed, the date that it had was after the date that that person left the money. He told him, well, what do you say now? And then he gave him his money back. Do you know what he did? No, the bag, at one area it had some stitches. So he, how do you say? Yeah, he unstitched it, emptied it, and then put the silver currency instead, and then again, stitch it back as it was. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Barakallahu feekum. Insha'Allah, we'll come back at 3 o'clock, and insha'Allah, the prayer of al-Zuhr would be in about 10 or 12 minutes. Barakallahu feekum.